Are you one of those people that think rest is optional? I have been, sometimes am, still am, but rest isn't optional. Upsizing your Chick-fil-A peppermint milkshake is optional, but rest is essential. It's a requirement for you to thrive and for your family systems to thrive. So let's get into it.
Are you tired of the chaos, the constant frustration, and always feeling like your family is in survival mode? Join me live for the Launch and Thrive 5-day challenge. In just 5 days, 1 hour a day, I will teach you proven systems to help bring calm, to bring structure and success to your family systems. Don't miss this opportunity for your family to thrive. It's live, interactive, and spots are limited. I'm looking forward to seeing you in January.
So those of you who know me, you're probably thinking, oh, I know she's not talking about rest. I know she's not serving as an expert on rest. In this episode, I'm just sharing my experiences about it and how I've adjusted this in my life so that my family could thrive. Life will offer you many opportunities, right? And so my opportunities come in the people that are in my home, that I gave birth to, that I married. These folks are creatives. They're chilled out. They go with the flow. And I'm like, how did I get stuck with you people? This is like a mismatch here. Because I am not that person. And so they taught me, it's always you take a nap. I'm like, nap is for lazy people. I don't need a nap. I need to get these things done. I've never said that to my children, so don't worry, y'all. But I'm thinking it in my head, right? We don't need a nap. We just need to keep going. And what I noticed recently, one of my children, there's been an uptick because we're getting ready for college and those kinds of different things. And just exhausting oneself to nausea. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm the one having this conversation. Mom, I love this, and this is my thing. You can love something and not get to the end of it and need to sleep 3 days to recover from it. And then I thought, isn't that something? That seemed like she watched me and then replicate that in their lives. So now what it is that I did modeling, they are now doing. So we're having to unwind that and really prioritize rest in our family. So rest is important. There's a quote that I really love. I did not want to get this quote wrong. Rest is a way that your mind is calm. And I would say your calm mind is the ultimate weapon against your personal challenges, your family system challenge. I imagine that a lot. It says rest feels like every cell is thanking you for taking care of you. Calm, not full of checklists and chores. It's simple, not fixing broken things. We could stop right there. So when we think about rest in your family, your body actually regenerates that at night when you're sleeping. You're like, you know what? This has nothing to do with me. I'm going to stop this podcast because I get my 8 hours of sleep. But when you're up, is your mind spinning? Are you always playing? Are you strategizing? So there's rest maybe at night. There's not rest, the rhythm in your life and in your family. And when we don't come to life's table, rest, and I mean us as parents and caregivers, but also for our children, I think about, I'm a visual person, going to a restaurant and there's your whole family at the table with your head down. The waiter coming would be thinking, no, are you okay? Do we need water? Sweet tea? Do I need to get somebody? But so many times we come to our light, like the table of life, with all the players tired, exhausted, drained, then as a result, grumpy, annoyed, all the things. So I just want you to consider ways that family can incorporate. One of the things that I love to do, even with my own children, is we just have conversation. When I notice that every day we're going in, everyone's going to their corners, they're needing to rejuvenate, and do we need to reduce the number of things that we're doing? And that's from the parents on down. Do I need to have less meetings? Do I need to stop my meetings a little earlier? So when I come home, I'm not totally exhausted, right? Do we need to cut out some activities for the kid? Yes, they love them. They may be a ballerina. They may be an artist. They may be a soccer player. All the things that we're trying to level up and put on their resume for college. They're volunteering across the world. All of these are great things, but they are rest and rhythm busters, and they sabotage our family systems and our ability to thrive. So I'm just going to give you one day. I think that's enough. If you have a conversation with your kids, with your husband, with yourself, to really think, what is it in our lives that we need to streamline, to cut down, to take out, so that rest is a critical system checker in our family? So that rest is an important fact to family. So it is the front, it is the priority. It is not an option, but it drives everything else. So I hope this was helpful for you. Until next time, let's keep creating systems where your family can thrive.